G'day, it's Rowan Clark from Raytech. We employ groups of casual labour to help with the weeding of chia mostly, and stick picking and a bit of chickpea weeding and sorghum roguing. This year we decided to go with a group of 10 teamarees under the seasonal workers program. It's worked out really well. Both my wife and I have got connections with Timor, so it sort of makes it easy for us with their understanding of their culture, and we speak the language, and everything's going pretty smoothly.
Yeah, so 16 weeks, 10 workers. What's it been like?
We also had a big group of backpackers as well, and I know which ones I'd prefer to work with. it's been pretty smooth sailing with the Timorese compared to the backpackers, and it's good to compare the two groups. We've really enjoyed it, and we've enjoyed the extra bits that we've done with them, and they've sort of become part of the family. And we're actually going back with them when they go back next week, so we'll go back and take them to Timor and see them in their home environment as well.
What's it meant to the valley to have this type of workforce in the region?
I think a lot of the growers have been looking at it and they've heard about it, looking for another option to backpackers. Yeah, the reliability of the Timorese is just outstanding. I think they've done 700 odd hours since I've been here, and out of that time there's two people who had to go to the doctors just for checkups, and so eight people did 700 hours and two did 698 hours. So it's pretty, everyone turns up to work every day, same time, never late for work, always there ready to go. Nothing's ever too much trouble. The language isn't a barrier. They can all speak pretty good English, and they're just happy to be here and happy to be earning an income and living the Australian lifestyle, as they keep calling it.
Yeah. I know you've done a good job at showing them around, taking them fishing. How big was the biggest fish?
It might have been over 5 centimetres.
No, what?
No, there might have been one there that was 75 centimetres.
Nice.
So good size catfish. It's sort of quite hard to let a catfish stay in your boat, but it was all for a good cause.
Is it too early days, or are there already plans for next year?
It is a bit early because the crops that we've been working on, they change year in, year out on requirements, and we've had some pretty good contracts, and the growers have been really supportive of us with this work, and we're just hoping next year we can increase the number, do it maybe a bit different. It is still a bit early yet to say, but we are pretty keen for it to happen again, and with a bigger number if we can.
Hello, my name is Carlito Gabriel. I'm from East Timor.
And you've spent the last 16 weeks working on farms in the Audio Irrigation Scheme. What's that been like for you?
So during 16 weeks, I'm very interesting because we got many experience in Kananara, especially in agriculture and in the farm, because we found many new plants that we never find in our country, like chia, quinoa.
So these are the first times that you've ever seen these crops?
Yeah, this is the first time for us to see it.
The wage, the money that you've earned while working here in Kananara, what's that going to mean to you and your family when you head home?
Okay, this is a good opportunity to earn money for our family, because next month my baby will be born. That's why this is good preparation for me to invest the money for my future and for my family. So I want to build my house, so I will buy my bike and build my own house.
How's your wife going? She must be missing you.
Yes, she is missing me because she is pregnant now. But she is happy because next month our baby will be born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, all the best for that, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
Okay, thank you.